Okay, so here we go.
Thank you.
So how was it? How was that tempo? Is that tempo okay, everybody? Not too slow? Okay.
Lovely.
Jimmy, how are you?
Hello, John. How are you doing?
We miss you, Jimmy. You're kind of you're here and you're not here.
I got laid up a bit, John. A bit laid up.
But you're doing okay, though.
Yeah, doing all right. Yeah, back in action. Okay. Back in action. Good to be back. Yeah, the last time I was on about 2 weeks ago was about that's what I was on.
Right. Oh, I'm keeping tabs on you.
Now, good man.
I forget everything except when you guys show up or don't show up.
Very good. Very good.
It's amazing. My mind remembers. All right. So let's move on. All right. We're doing a nice little jig set now. And of course, here's a couple of good tunes here. And the first one is the Buttermilk Mary. Patty Taylor, sorry. We do Patty Taylor's first. And then Patty Taylor, of course, was a flute player from Leitrim, I believe. Either Leitrim or Limerick, I can't remember. They're not really close together, I don't think. But anyway, he's a lovely man and great flute player. And he's the first adult musician to ask me to play a tune with him when I was a young boy going to London. And he worked for the BBC, and he was always immaculately dressed because of it. I always wore a suit. I never saw Paddy Taylor the whole time I knew him without a suit. It was pretty amazing, and such a lovely man, and a really good flute player. Because a lot of people are familiar with Paddy Taylor's reel, so I don't know how many of you are familiar with the jig, but
I think Paddy Taylor's LP digitized on is now on Apple. You can get it on Apple and download it.
Is that
Lovely. I have it.
Take as much of it as you get. So I learned that this tune as a kid. I had no idea Paddy Taylor wrote it. You know, it's amazing. You know, you're young. So Jared, this is what I say to you. When you're young, you don't think about all this stuff. And I think about the people that I've played with in my life and all the opportunities I had to ask questions and learn about them and their background and how they grew up, and you know, Lucy Farr and Paddy Taylor, and even when I came over here, and Johnny Cronin and Andy McGann. And I never did, you know, I was too young and, you know, too much of a head case, you know, drinking and gallivanting and having, you know, what I thought was a good time. But I tell you, when you're young, Jared, to take advantage of it, learn from everybody and soak it all up and write it all down, because one day you're going to have to tell the story just in case nobody else is there to tell it. That's all I can say to you. So, and everybody, some of you met Jared before, but Jared's a great, great young fiddle player. And I met him at Swan and Awe, and he's playing mighty stuff. So if you get a chance to listen to him play, he's really good. And he's one of these soulful, I think of him as one of the old school players more than a contemporary fiddle player. And that's a compliment, by the way, Jared. So anyway, good to have you on board. So here we go. Let me see now. Now this I haven't played in a long time, so this one, give me a second. All right, let's forget the buttermilk. Let's move on. We'll do Paddy Taylor's. But that's why I have so many tunes. So let's do, hang on a second. There are tunes that I know really well here. I picked them up. All right, let me see. The Whistling Postman. All So we can still do Paddy Taylor's, but let's do Paddy Taylor's and then we'll do the... The Whistling Postman. The Humours of Lachine. So let's forget Tom Connors because I'm not really sure of that tune either. So let's do those three. Paddy Taylor's, The Whistling Postman, and The Humours of Lachine.